You know, again, the reality is, you know, we're 0-2, and you know, there are things to look at that are still positives. Obviously, the record's not one of them. You know, there's still 14 games to go. As I mentioned to you, I've been on teams that were 1-7 and they went 7-1. 4 years ago, we were 1-3 and went 13-3. So it's a start. You know, it's not ending. You know, a lot of times on the outside, it's crisis or carnival. You know, we don't look at it that way. It's two games. Yeah, I think the commitment's there. I think the situation in the game may have limited it. You know, being behind, we haven't had the most stellar second halves yet, particularly the third quarter. You know, and when you're down, you know, from a time perspective, it's not real conducive to running the ball. Well, I think anytime you have frontline players get hurt, obviously it's an issue. They're frontline players for a reason. But, you know, if you look around the league, even, you know, going into week three, there's plenty of significant injuries to some, you know, star caliber type players. But, you know, you keep 53 men on the roster, you get 46 on game day, and, you know, it's the next man up. I mean, you don't have any choice. Nobody comes rescues you. They're not going to cancel the game. So I don't get much into it. You know, I think their offense has got off to a good start in two games. I think third down, they're one of the league leaders, I think number two in the league. It's usually a pretty good indicator. You know, he's got a good supporting cast, I can say that. They've got a lot of weapons offensively. It starts with their offensive line. You know, it's sprinkled with about three first-rounders, I believe. But, you know, they're having good success on offense for sure.